So the main long-term effects are actually from the treatment, not from the cancer itself. The main one, obviously, is that he's paralysed from the chest down. He does have to have a suprapubic catheter, which he can empty himself. He hasn't got control of his bowels. He has a button that he's fed through at night and receives water flushes through. And mentally, the radiotherapy has damaged his brain. So he's a lot slower than what he would be of his age group. And he does struggle at school with short-term memory loss as well. He does struggle on a daily basis, mostly being in a wheelchair, not quite understanding what happened to him in that period. Why could he walk 1 minute and now he can't? So Blake does have disease stability. They're not sure how much disease he still has and how much is scarring. So all the long-term effects are from the chemotherapy and the radiotherapy, especially the radiotherapy, which was where Blake received a boost to his brain. So that has done a lot of damage, which is becoming more apparent now as he's getting older, as he's lacking behind his peers in school. And physically, because of the paralysis, he is actually becoming more deformed and he's finding it harder as he's getting bigger, putting weight on to move himself. He's got scoliosis, osteopenia, so he's got brittle bones now. So it is getting harder. We do have to have carers that sleep with him at night in case his catheter blocks or he needs moving due to pressure sores. On a daily basis, he can't dress himself or do any of just the small tasks that a normal 8-year-old would do. We have to lift him. We have to move him into his wheelchair if he wants to go outside. And then we have to watch him in case he falls out. Every aspect of Blake's life, we have to help him with it. And he can't join in with the others like he would have been able to. So there's a lot of frustration regarding what Blake can do and what he can't. And he gets very frustrated himself.